After the tour, he stood looking at her for a moment. I'm going to head to the bed, I think. We'll want to be at my parents' house around 2 tomorrow afternoon. Nabal had no desire to spend any more time with him that day. He'd shattered her heart into a million pieces after all. He nodded. That sounds good. She turned and went up the stairs, pulling her laptop from her suitcase. Her mother had told her there was no way she would need it on her wedding night. Yet, here she was, typing out a few words about her day. Her horrible, terrible, no good, very bad day. As she typed her heart out and wrote a perfectly accurate rendition of everything that had happened to her that day, Nabal finally allowed a tear to drift down her cheek. It had taken everything inside her to hold him in. After writing it all out, she did what always made her feel better and climbed into the bathtub and soaked for a long, good while. She expected the day to end so much differently, but she hadn't expected to have children as part of the bargain, and she had 3 girls to love. The girls didn't quite make up for their father, but they went a long way toward it. She would start the following day, and she would journal about each girl every day until they were adults. Someday, they'd get to look back at the journals, and they'd know how much she'd loved them from the moment she'd known they existed, before she even met them. And even though there were things to be happy about that had happened that day, overall, she felt a hole in her heart the size of Alaska, a hole that may never be healed. But he'd better at least pretend to love her in public. That was her one caveat. She'd be a good mother to his girls as long as he was a good husband to her around other people, especially her family. She couldn't let them know how very wrong she'd been about her marriage of convenience.